The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network. Welcome back.
Oh, you suck. I can't, you know, that's good. That's right out of the gate. Good job.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. This is episode number 199. We are one episode away, I think, from episode 200, where we will crown the RTW Top 5 Challenge Tournament of Champions champion. I am your host, Rad Rob, Rob Francois. I hope everybody around the world is doing well in... Thank you for being here. As always, I am joined by the co-host with the least. He is the resident doctor of RTW. Straight out of Ochoville, it is Mr. Dr. Ocho. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Rob, look at these guns!
Looking good. You're looking good. I can see you've been working out. Have you upped your gains in the gym?
Rob, I'm working out so much, just look at these guns!
That's fair. What's going on, man? Good to see you.
Oh, Rob, it's just a great, great week, I like to say, but... let's just get this show on the road so I can work out some more. Look at these guns!
All right, yeah. Right on, here we go.
During the Roman era, thousands used to flood the Colosseum to watch two gladiators go head-to-head in a fight to the death. Now, the stakes are even higher. There can be only one top five champion.
There can be only one.
This is the RTW Top 5 Challenge.
Ocho, have I ever told you what that song does to me in my pants?
Yeah, Rob, I think it gives you a big gun.
That it does, my friend. That it does. This is the final semifinal match to determine who faces Mark E. Mark in the RTW Top 5 Challenge Tournament of Champions. Joining us first, from El Maximo Island. I suck. I really do. Joining us first, hailing from Maximo Island, he is the former five-time RTW Top 5 Challenge champion, El Barba Maximo. Good evening, sir.
Yes, yes, you're welcome for me being here. It is a nice time to be in the final boner final, and hopefully leading to much, much victory successes.
Facing El Barba tonight. I'm not sure where he's from. It sounds like he's from the Midwest, but I can't tell the accent. He is, I think he's a former, yeah, no, he has to be a former champion or he wouldn't be here. Although he claims he got screwed, I still never had any proof. Former RTW Top 5 Challenge champion, president of the Ochoides, Mr. Babo. Good evening, Babo.
What's going on? I'm here.
Yeah.
Ocho, good to see you, as always.
Babo, listen, I think that Rob was giving away titles again from those marksmen guys about how you're getting screwed.
Yeah, well, they don't seem to believe me, so I guess that's in the hidden library.
Yeah, it's like the VIP. Listen, I get the emails, and then I pass them on to Eli, but now Eli's not here, so he doesn't pass them on to Rob.
I don't get them. We got to find another way. So
look at these guns!
Look at his guns, Bobo. They look really good, don't they?
They're ocho-rific.
Yeah, they're very ocho-rific. Tonight's top five topic. Top five greatest hot dogs of all time. I know we've done sausages, but now we're doing hot dogs. And if we did hot dogs before, I really don't care. We're going to do it again. Ocho, you are the resident doctor and the referee. Who should go first?
Six goes first. Look at these guns.
Mr. Baba, what do you have for your number five, top five greatest hot dogs of all time?
Well, my number five, it's pretty self-explanatory. You got Oscar Mayer. They make pretty decent hot dogs, but if you really want them on a top five list, you get the cheese hot dog, all beef Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
Is that a real thing? I don't remember seeing this anywhere. Is that like a Midwestern thing? Or
I don't know about the Midwest. I'm over in the East, the Northeast.
No, get out of here. I don't see it at all.
Well,
interesting. Okay.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, for sure. El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number five? Top five greatest hot dogs of all time. Wait, do they even have hot dogs in Maximo Island?
Oh, yes. El Barba has had many of the dogs eat their hot.
I don't remember seeing them when I was there. I mean, I just spent all my time in CeCe's, so I, you know.
Yes, well, we kept certain things hidden from you for reasons.
Oh, that's okay, that's fair. All right, sorry.
Hey, Ron, this is what I'm telling you. You can't go around eating everything you see. They start hiding from you.
Yeah, no, he's right. Okay, I'm sorry, Barbara. What do you have for your number five?
Yes, these ones, they were started in 1905 in Manhattan by a man named Theodore Karenin. They're all beef, and he says they are made with higher standards than the law requires. They're the Hebrew National hot dogs.
So they're Jewish.
Kosher.
Close enough. All right, Ouch. We have Oscar Mayer all beef cheese hot dogs from the Northeast, I guess. And we have the Jewish kosher dog pickles. Pickle dogs. Yeah. What do you got for this
Hebrew
one?
Hebrew National?
Yeah, Hebrew. I don't know if we could say that. Yeah. What do you got for this one?
Well, you know, Oscar Mayer, he was a real person, just like Duncan Hines. Did you know that? What?
No, I didn't.
But what Barbara's talking about, the Hebrews, and I like coffee, so if he's brewing coffee, that's a point for Barbara. Look at these guns! Not the bell! Not the bell!
Barba, you are up 1-0. Are you feeling confident right now? I mean, I don't remember ever you being up 1-0 in the history of top five contests. So how's your confidence level right now?
Yeah, so the confidence is at an all-time high. It may get higher throughout the contest.
Okay, fair enough. Mr. Baba, what do you have for your number four? Top five greatest hot dogs of all time.
Well, back in about 1958, these wieners were popularized by the Detroit Tigers. They actually, in 2017, became the most consumed hot dog in America with 94.9 million consumers. These are classic ballpark Franks.
Yeah, it's fucked up. You know, I would think. Goddamn, see? It creeps over into other words. Think, thank, thoink. Fuck. Fenway Franks.
You mean foink?
So, I would think Fenway Franks would be more consumed, but I guess that's only for 81 games a year plus, you know, playoff games. But anyway, that's, yeah. El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number four? Top five greatest hot dogs of all time.
Yeah, back in the 1934, there was a farmer named Fritz Bernager, and he wanted to just simply give people the best cuts of meats all in a tubular shape, therefore creating Hillshire Farms.
They make hot dogs?
They make lots of delicious meat products, including the hot dogs.
I remember having kielbasa and, you know, smoked sausage. I think they might put out linguica. No, or maybe andouille.
Duck, go it.
Huh. Okay. I mean, I'll take your word for it. Ocho, we have the Ballpark Franks and the Hillshire Farms supposedly have hot dogs. Are you familiar with either of these brands?
Yeah, my cousin Frank, he works at a ballpark. And, Obama said tubular, and I don't know if you're aware of this, Rob, but you can't say the word tubular anymore ever since that Ninja Turtle movie did so bad years ago. So, Obama gets the point. The bell. What is the point?
It is tied 1-1. Moving on to our third question. Mr. Baba, what do you have for your number three? Top five greatest hot dogs of all time.
Well, currently there's 198 locations worldwide where you can get some of these famous Franks. They were started in Brooklyn in 1916 by a Nathan Handworker. Every year there's an eating contest for it. Usually this nutty chess guy eats all the wieners. These are the Nathan's famous hot dogs, or Franks.
Never heard of them. Alberto Maximo, what do you have for your number three? Top five greatest hot dogs of all time.
Well, Alberto's number three. I was reading reviews of multiple hot dogs. And one of them said, these dogs will have you singing New York, New York in the first bite. Someone else said there's a nice, very hickory smoke flavoring, and they taste just like the ones you get from the Dirty Water in New York. These are the Sabra Skinless All Beef Frankfurters.
See, I take exception with that. The only Dirty Water that matters is in Boston, Massachusetts, not New York City.
Yes, well, these are the reviews from other people that El Barba was referring to for the listing of the five hot dogs.
So you have no personal experience with those hot dogs at all. You just saw an article and just happened to pick them out.
Well, why would I work for free?
That's a good point. Ocho, we have the Nathan's Hot Dog Franks, which I'm not familiar with. And the Sabretti Coney New York Dirty Water Dogs. What do you got for this one?
Well, Barbara's talking about people are dirty, so they went skinless. Now that might, I think that's more about the Hebrews. But Bobo.
Oh, God.
He must be on the VIP list too, because not only did he get the word handwork in there, which just happens to be the newest video on OnlyFans.com, Mark's mom / OnlyFans, but he also told the nutty chest-eating waiter. Now, I wasn't supposed to say this one, but that's coming. They got three sequels coming out for that thing. They're the next 3 weeks.
Mark's
mom, OnlyFans.com.
You're going to get a lot of heat for that, by the way.
Oh, there's that.
Who gets the point, Ouch?
Bobo gets the point. The bell can make that sense. I just want to smack you and just the bell. We should just do the good, bad, and ugly now. Guess what's bad? The bell.
We'll keep that in mind. Bobo, you're up 2-1. Are you confident that you can close this out?
Well, as long as I don't get screwed, I think I'm in a pretty good position.
God, we still
have with the titles, guys. I don't think the marksmen are going to like this.
No, yeah. He's got a point. But why are we still talking about that? It's been like 6 to 8 months now.
Well, it's going to take another 6 to 8 to maybe start to get over.
Well, you took it that hard, huh? That don't even... Oh, no. I'm sure
it's taking us 6 to 8 months, guys. Quarantine lady in 6 to 8 months. She's gonna pop. So there's that. Look at these guns.
Baba, what do you have Fuck.
Again with the power pauses this week.
I know. I'm just trying to see if you're done. That's all.
I can go. We can go. Good night, everybody.
No.
Rad Rob Gaming on Twitch and YouTube. And
no, we're not done. We're not done. Baba, what do you have for your number two top five greatest hot dogs of all time?
Believe it or not, $1,000 loaned to them. These guys, Bill and Rob in 1933, bought them a Phil's Sausage Kitchen. And they were among the first people to remove a red dye from the hot dogs because everybody was making red hot dogs and it just looked neat. And they actually educated the people on why and how bad the dye was for them. They're a third generation owned hot dog company. This is Humble Brothers Hot Dogs.
I used to like eating the red hot dogs, actually. I enjoyed those. I don't know if you know, but I'm originally from Northeast, even though we have two completely different accents. But I remember eating red hot dogs as a kid, and I can't quite remember the brand. Do you remember what kind of red hot dogs there were in the 80s and 90s?
I'm pretty sure you're significantly older.
Red anymore. Don't you remember with the red skins?
No.
The football.
Oh. No. Not,
remember, in 1988, the Redskins, they went 16-3 that season. And then in the next year, they went 17-2. And I think Steve was the quarterback then. And then for the Super Bowl that year, I think it was the 49ers versus Cleveland. And I think that one went 28-16. And that was like the 53rd different score ever in football. And then the year after that, the Browns, I think, they lost all but three. And then the year after that, I remember that year, that's the year I started bowling. And speaking of bowling, yeah, straight up five with us and Johnny Petraglia. Check him out on Twitter. He's trying to get a lot of fans on there. So there's that.
Oh, Bubba makes it.
Bubba's the winner. Let's go home.
No, we're not done. We're not done yet. El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number two? I don't even know why I do this show anymore. What do you have for your number two top five greatest hot dogs of all time?
Rob, I can tell you what his number two is going to look like. I'm a generalized doctor. If he's eating hot dogs all day, it's going to come out like a hot dog. Hot dogs are like corn. When you eat it, it comes out the way it goes in.
I don't think that's... No. It doesn't sound
like... Look at these guns!
Sorry, Barbara. Number two.
And above is number two. They're actually celebrating a 15-year anniversary as the number one best-selling hot dog brand in the USA. They are sold out of the Walmart. They are the Bar S hot dogs.
They make a red
just over a dollar a pack. Very good for eight wieners.
No, that's a good price for eight wieners. And I do know they make red hot dogs too. So there's that.
Ah, those marksmen are gonna hate you. Eight wieners for a buck. It's coming out next week.
I heard that was Lucy's. I heard that was Lucy's.
Better get in that safe of yours and pay those guys.
I heard that was Lucy's best performance, by the way. She really took all those eight winners really, really well.
All at once.
And the deer.
I can tell you how anatomically it's correct if you want.
No, we're good.
I'm a generalized doctor.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. We have El Babo. We have the Babo. The real Babo.
Jesus Christ.
The only Babo.
He's a true Babo.
He is the one true Babo.
Yeah, thank you.
With the Humble Brothers hot dogs, and El Barba has, Bar-S, or Bars, depending on what part of the country you are.
No, it is Bar-S, very clearly.
No, I don't, I'm sure some people call it Bars.
Well, those people are not highly educated.
Ocho, what do you have for this one?
Well... Babo said, believe it or not, at the beginning, and I'm going to say, believe it or not, I'm walking on air, and I'm not believing what he's saying is even correct. And Barbara just brought up higher education, and since I'm a generalized doctor, point goes to Barbara. We're all tied up. Let's get this thing going. Again with the... Rob, if I ever see you, I'm gonna flex these guns. Look at these guns. What's the point?
We are tied up 2-2. Oh, Joe, I don't think we've ever been tied 2-2 in the history of this contest before.
Never. Nope, never. Not even once, I don't think. Nope.
We are down to the final answer. Ocho, do the number one thing.
No.
There can be only one.
There can be only one.
Number one. Top five. Greatest hot dogs of all time. The one true Bobo. To avoid getting screwed, like Lucy on marksfans.com/mommarks.
Rob, again with the titles. If you don't pay these guys, they're going to come for blood.
Come for blood is another one, too. I heard that one, too.
I'm not better with these, though. They're going to hurt. Oh, my God. Damn, if you're watching, it's not my fault.
You're the only ones watching. Bobo to move on to the finals to face Cousin Mark E. Mark. What do you have for your number one top five greatest hot dogs of all time?
Well, these hot dogs are served at such fine establishments as New Britain Bees Stadium and
that's about
there
it.
Again.
Yeah, that's about it.
And Blackie's Hot Dog Stand.
We can't say that. You can't say that.
I'm sorry, Blackie's Frankfurter stand.
The people in wheelchairs don't like it.
That's true.
I know, because I'm a generalized doctor. I see them all the time.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Okay. They opened up in 1928 with only 8 workers. 37, they built a plant, and it's still family run with the fourth generation. And they serve all of Connecticut and a whole bunch of the Northeast. These are Martin Russell's hot dogs.
Yeah, still never heard of them.
Well, they're number one.
El Barba Maximo, to avoid yet another civil war and a national kerfuffle. And, well, to keep all your limbs and your pee-pee and all that. And I guess what's more important than that is moving on to the finals to face Cousin Marky Mark. For your country pride and your wiener. Get it? Hot dog. That's get it.
It probably does not understand.
Okay. What do you have for your number one top five greatest hot dogs of all time?
Well, these quarter pound all beef hot dogs, they're served in combination with a soda for no more or no less than $1.50, and the price will never change regardless of inflation. These are the Costco Kirkland Farm hot dogs.
Those are really good. That's a really good answer.
That is why it is number one.
That's fair. No, that's fair. Ocho, this is a very important point. The winner moves on to the finals. The loser could either end up being killed or dismembered or getting screwed. I don't know which I'd rather be. We have, on one hand, Mr. Bobo with the Martin Lawrence hot dogs. And we have El Barba Maximo with the Costco Kirkland all beef Frankfurter hot dog links. What do you got for this one?
Well, you see, first, Bobo's, he had the power pause, and I was like, oh, this ain't going good. Then he was talking about the black stand, and then I'm like, Bobo, again, you're making fun of the handicap. It's not. And then he said the word black, and you said Martin Lawrence, but then let's pause there for a sec. Let's go over to Barba. Now, Barba's hot dog costs $1.50 for one, and I know you're getting that soda, but the soda's not good for you, Rob. Okay, now let's go back to Bobo, okay? But Bobo, actually, he didn't say Martin Lawrence. It's his cousin, Russell Martin. Now, Russell Martin, you might know, he's Canadian. and he's currently playing for the LA Dodgers. And listen, Ocho likes to play baseball. Even better, Ocho likes to bat right, and he likes to throw right, just like Russell Martin. And since next week, Cousin E, who's from Toronto, is in the finals, and Russell Martin played for Toronto, ergo, Bobble wins this. Again with the ballot. I know he won, but why the ballot? The ballot. Look at these guns.
Before we move on to the post-game festivities, we must make it official and go down to ringside with the official voice of RTW, Mr. Howard Sphincter.
The time of the fall. Nobody cares. Nobody's listening, except the Marksman family. But we didn't pay them last week, so they're probably not even listening this week. But if they are, Tim, I'm sorry I gave away all those spoilers for the titles. And moving on to face Cousin E next week, whose mom has the greatest OnlyFans at OnlyFans.com/Mark's mom. Bubba!
The one true Bobbo! You are moving on to the finals of the RTW Top 5 Turn of Champions Challenge. But before we get to what you have to say, we must talk to the loser because there always is a loser. Barbara, I'll be there next week. I'll be there to handle negotiations. You just stay safe and hide and make sure nobody gets to your pee-pee.
Yes, El Barba is already formulating plans of escapism and maybe just disappearing into the nothingness and, you know, maybe going into the Barber Protection Program.
Yeah, that's fair. So we're going to postpone episode 200 till the week after next. So I'll be in Maximal Island next week to take care of whatever's going on there, and hopefully we can get everything straightened out. Peace be with you, Barba, and hopefully I can get there before they get to you.
Yes, oh, well, there's that.
Bobbo, you are the winner. You are moving on to face Marky Mark in the finals. Do you feel like you've overcome getting screwed?
It's a step in the proper direction. We'll see if justice is served, and, you know, next week or the week after, whenever we do this
again. Yeah, justice isn't served anymore. It's too high of a cost because of, you know, the gas prices, inflation, and cost of goods. So, yeah, justice will not be served at all.
Well, then what did I eat earlier?
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the second segment of the main event. Ocho, you are very rarely prepared. And I know I ask you this each and every week, but are you ready for what used to be?
I've been ready all day, and you're gonna hear about it right now. Look at these guns.
Okay, because, you know, typically you're not ready for the segment that used to be the first, but is now the second. And every time I ask you, you're like, "Oh, I didn't get your text, or I never read your text, or my phone died."
Oh, Rob, you kicked me out of the Twitter group.
I didn't. I didn't kick you out. You left.
Yeah, I left for the day. I come back the next day. I'm out.
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right, it is time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Ocho, would you like to go first?
No.
My good. We went to Chattanooga, Tennessee. We being my wife, myself, and my 3-year-old daughter. on a whim, just decided to go.
Now, Rob, are we sure it's your daughter? I've seen pictures of her.
Don't start with that.
Are you sure that's your daughter?
No, don't start with that.
I've seen a milkman that looked just like her once.
No, I know. And Iron Patriot said the same thing. Like, he thinks she's my stepdaughter. No, it's literally my daughter. Biologically, I mean, I'll send you the DNA samples if you need to test them.
Rob, we don't need to see that. I'm not tasting that again.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fair. No, that's right. Anyway, irregardless, we went to a steakhouse, a Brazilian steakhouse called Rodizio Grill. And being from the Northeast, we used to have one, I want to say in Hartford or New Britain, somewhere around there, called the Churrascuria Brasa. And it was really good, but they shut down. But the concept of the restaurant is all these skewers of meat that are cooked in rotisserie, and the servers will bring them and, you know, cut them right in front of you and give you a sample. And they just keep coming around. You have this little wooden thing with green on it and or red. So if you put on the green, they'll just keep coming around. If you want to stop eating for a while, you turn it over to red. But, I mean, come on, I'm a gamer. So obviously I never turned that shit over to red for about an hour and a half. But, man, it was just really, really good food. Anything from tri-tip to top sirloin to Parmesan-crusted steak to they had grilled pineapple, which is fantastic. Chorizo, linguiça, all kinds of stuff. It was really, really good. But we also went to the Chattanooga Aquarium, the Tennessee Aquarium. And my daughter's never been to an aquarium, and she loves fish and all that kind of shit. So we got to see these big, huge, like, river monster, like, fish. They had a couple sharks there, a big, giant sea turtle. So she loved that shit. They had jellyfish and all kinds of stuff that creeped me out. Jellyfish give me nightmares. but we had a really good time. And my kid loved it. She loves staying in hotels. She loves going on road trips. So she had a really good time. And, yeah. And I got some exercise, which is good. Oh, and I'm down 17 pounds in 14 days, too. So there's that. But yeah, that's my good.
All right. I can already guess what your bad and your ugly is. The bad is they ran out of food, and the ugly is now they're bankrupt.
Fuck, how'd you... God, I gotta switch it now.
Let's shut the show now. Let's go.
No.
E-R-O, Joe.
No. You can't get out that easy. What's your good, Ouch?
Well, Rob, as you know, quarantine lady's pregnant. And it just happens to be her birthday today.
And you're here doing a show.
Rob, you made me.
I made you do what?
It made me do the show.
Oh, right. No, you're
right. You gotta do the show. I got a bell. Ding, 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 ding. I'm like, I'm not gonna do the show. I thought this was the bowling show.
No, that's Wednesday. And I appreciate you being here because, you know, you are the backbone of this show, and I can't do it without you. I mean, nobody, look, if for whatever reason you ever had to call out or, you know, if you're going out to dinner with somebody or, you know, somebody else's birthday or whatever, I mean, you know, the show wouldn't go on without you, but, you know, you are a pro and you're here each and every single week, which is amazing. It's just a true testament to your professionalism.
All right, someone's got to be the pro here.
That's fair. No, that's fair.
I give you one straight off five with Johnny Petraga. He's a professional bowler.
Is that your good? What was your good? What?
The birthday party.
Oh, the birthday party. Right on. Okay. My bad.
Every week. My daughter says my bad. My wife hates it. Ding, 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 ring a bell.
We have breaking news. This
is breaking news. Breaking news, the show's over. DDR Ocho. Red Rob Gaming, watch me play. Watch me lawnmower my lawn on that virtual lawnmower. And I can't do my custom entrances, so I just put the music on and dance in my undies. In front of the window.
So my bad. I had to walk a lot this weekend, which, look, I may have lost weight, but walking still sucks, and I sweat profusely. you are the resident doctor, Ocho. What do you call someone that has like a sweat problem?
Sweaty.
That's a legal definition for it.
If you're sweating, you're sweaty. If you had lots of hair, you'd be hairy. If you played baseball, you'd be a baseballer. If you're sweating, you're sweaty.
I mean, that makes sense. No, that makes sense. So I was getting around better, which is good. Like, I do feel a lot better, but man, like, fucking, like, sweating all the time. It's really annoying. So I had to, you know, stop a few times and kind of rest and stop sweating. But, what are we doing? I lost my train of thought. What are we doing?
It's over. The Dr. Ocho.
Oh no, my bad. My bad. Yeah, no, that's it. That's all I got. What's your bad, Ocho?
You know, quarantine lady's pregnant, and today's her birthday, and I forgot.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's my bad. You know what is good, though? Check out these guns!
My ugly.
I'm not sweating. I was kind of sweating, though, when I saw her face this morning, and I forgot.
Yeah, I can imagine. My ugly. On the way home from said trip in Chattanooga, there was a man. Well, it could be. It could have been a woman. Well, I can't assume. They could have identified as a toaster. I don't know.
There's an easy way to tell. I don't know if your parents taught you this.
Yeah, but I can't see inside the car. Like, I can't.
If you got a ding-a-ling,
no, I know,
you're
but,
a boy.
Right, but I can't tell that through looking at somebody through a car window. Not that I was looking at
them. They weren't wearing any pants. Jesus. Where's those marksmen? They probably got a movie for this.
I'm sure. I'm
driving
sure
in the car with no pants with my ding-a-ling.
I'm sure they do. So anyway, the person behind me attempted to pass me on the right in a two-lane highway. So I did what any good, you know, smart, fuck me.
You ran her off the road, didn't you?
Almost. No, almost. I did what
almost, any... I think that's a wrestler. I don't know. I don't watch wrestling. Since 1985, I haven't watched any wrestling, but he's actually, that's the name of a wrestler, almost.
He's actually cutting a promo right now, and I don't have subtitles on, but I imagine he's talking about WrestleMania or something. So I did what any, you know, concerned citizen would do, and I accelerated. So they did as well. Well, it got to the point to where there was a boner in the right-hand lane, and...
That's how you know it was a guy!
Oh, yeah. No, that's fair. Yeah, that's right. So he attempted to... Well, he didn't attempt to. He literally just drove into my lane, almost hitting my right front quarter panel. And, yeah, I hit the brakes. My wife fucking freaked out, and the guy just got in front of me, you know, cut me off and kept on going. But literally, if I had not hit the brakes, I would have spun the stupid son of a bitch out. And I probably should have if my daughter wasn't with me. I would have. But
that would have turned into a good. We wouldn't have had to do this show this week.
That's fair. No, that's true. This shit happens all the fucking time.
Your road rage?
People just fucking trying to pass me and running out of room. And just
Your road rage, Rob. Listen, we got to talk about the road rage.
No,
it's probably because of the sugar deficiency. Listen, when you don't have sugar, your blood sugar level drops, and then you get angry, and then you can't drive if you're not eating sugar, Rob. That's why you got to get the sodas from McDonald's.
No, I'm not drinking sodas anymore. No soda, no sugar, just water. That's all. Look it. That's all I'm drinking, water.
Mm. It's an audio podcast, first of all. Second of all, it's a black bottle, and it says Pepsi on it.
Doesn't say Pepsi on it. What's your ugly, Ocho?
You know, it's quarantine lady's birthday, and she's pregnant. And I'll tell you, there's nothing uglier. Not, I don't want to say ugly, because it's a beautiful thing. You know, she's got a baby. It's a beautiful... Oh, you can rub it. You can feel the little kicks. But I'll tell you, it's an ugly sight to see when a pregnant lady is there. You forgot her birthday.
That's it?
Robbie didn't see her face.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of the Main Event. It is time for the positive one.
We still doing this, Rob?
Yep, still doing it, buddy. We got to wrap up the show. We're in our last segment.
What happened to Polly? Is he coming back ever?
Polly. So technically, he's still under contract because...
That's why we can't pay me or the marksman guys, isn't it?
No. Well, kind of. I mean, that's a long story. Obviously, Eli's not here. I told you I couldn't access the save. Let me do it again. Obviously, Eli isn't here. I can't access the save. I talked about this last week or the week before, whenever last we were on.
You're not going to edit that out, are you, Rob?
Anyway, Polly's still under contract because he never finished out his time. So, like WWE... If you're out for an injury or whatever reason, your time gets added on to the end of your contract. So until he comes back, he's technically, you know, still part of the team. So I don't know.
He's getting paid.
And he's getting paid, yeah.
Can I have that gig?
What?
I'm just not going to show up next week and you pay me, okay, Rob?
I mean, you don't get paid anyway.
Well, if I was going to get paid...
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch him.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
Here's...
Well, me.
With...
The intellect of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, hello, friends. I'd like to welcome you all back to what I like to call the Intellect of the Week, hosted by, well me. And this week, I want to go ahead and give the Intellect of the Week to Deshaun Watson, the newest member of the Cleveland Browns, because not only did Deshaun Watson was able to get through this gauntlet of 22 different females accusing him of doing such naughty things like with the massages, but he single-handedly was able to kind of go around free agency and start this new type of free agency where you just say, I don't want to play for your team and demand a trade. And then the new team goes ahead and gives him a brand new contract. And then he got a fully guaranteed contract, which is kind of not really heard of in the NFL. So that's why I want to give Deshaun Watson the intellect of the week, hosted by me, by the way, because he's a very, very smart cookie, and that'll do it for this week, friends, and I hope you tune in again next week.
Obviously, you're a big fan of football, Ocho. You rattled off all those amazing stats and scores during the first segment. So Deshaun Watson is indeed going to a new team. He did not play at all last season, as you know, because of, I forgot what he said, 20-something, 24 illicit forced sexual acts. You know, I flash one person, I never hear the end of it, but this guy has all these charges with all these different women, yet he still has a job.
Yeah, Rob, this is your problem. You need to have more women because... One of those proved to be fake. You know, they gotta all be fake.
That's actually good advice. That's kind
of
weird.
Of course, Rob, I'm a general doctor. Come on, of course what I'm saying is right. Come on, Deshaun Watson. You know he's got twin siblings and an older brother.
No,
he even went to university. He's a smart man. He probably learned at our university. The more the merrier clause, they call it.
What's the more the merrier clause?
The more women you got, the merrier times you're going to have. You know, he also worked at a judge's office. He knows his way around the law.
So there's that.
So there is that.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho
at the DR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.